Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Seth Payne here. Good morning, everybody. Hit us up, 713-572-4610. If you'd like to text the show, be a part of it, YouTube, Twitch as well. One of our first commenters on YouTube, Steven, says, well, we'll be listening to Astros talk for the next 4 hours. I know they're playing good, but this guy, I'm thinking I'm this guy, would only talk Astros if the Texans were getting ready for their first Super Bowl. That's not true. That's not true. We'll talk about the Texans getting ready for their first Super Bowl.
Wait, what did he say? We'd only talk what?
He says this guy would only talk Astros if the Texans were getting ready for their first Super Bowl. I said, okay.
Oh, that guy would. Yeah, no, okay. I was trying to figure out if this guy was you or me or whatever.
I'm that guy. Okay. I'm definitely that guy.
You're that guy? Yeah. Yeah.
According to Stephen James on the YouTube. We'll get back to Astros. We've got a lot more things to talk about besides the Astros. The Rockets staying very busy and in the news. signing Jabari Smith to a 5-year, $122 million extension this weekend. Were you at all kind of shocked to see that contract, the extension with Jabari Smith? Were you anticipating something like that?
No, this wasn't the move I was anticipating. I think that it's, it was a weird year for Jabari Smith and when he went out with injury, obviously. Amen Thompson and everybody else, just you saw what the team could look like without him. But he's still, there's this young core that you want to keep together while also bringing in Kevin Durant. This is the next domino to fall in all of that, and that is just confirmation that the Rockets do genuinely feel that good about Jabari Smith.
Yeah, that's clear right now. 5 years, $122 million, and Smith, after averaging 12.7 boards and almost a block shot while shooting nearly 36% from three this past regular season, we obviously know what kind of playoff series he had against the Warriors. Wish he would have shot more. Scored 7 points, 4 boards on 50% shooting, nearly 46% from three in the postseason. You know, further to kind of put this contract in perspective, you know, people are going to look at Jabari Smith, 5 years, $122 million, like, man, wow, it's crazy. Kevin Durant, eligible to sign a 2-year, $122 million extension with the Rockets. At this point in time, that's for 2 years, never mind the 5 years that Jabari Smith just got. This deal with Jabari and the one that they'd signed, Alpi to, that's going to look pretty dang good, down the road.
Yeah, no. And they've still got room to maneuver and go out and get a 3-and-D guy or whatever else they need to do. You know, like the Kevin Durant opens things up. I don't think there's anything. I feel like I see a lot of people, making these warnings or admonitions that, hey, like they still have work to do. And it's not like all of a sudden you just win a championship. I don't think the Rockets have any illusions about that. Mm. I think they very much are relying and depending on, obviously, their younger guys continuing to get better and take a step forward. It's not enough to just say, well, Kevin Durant comes in and now you've got a great defense and you can rebound like the Dickens and now we'll open things up. There's still work to be done. And particularly just flat out, like bringing one shooter on your team in Kevin Durant does make things open up and perhaps makes guys better shooters, but they still don't have enough genuine sharpshooters on the team to feel really good about just beating anybody and everybody, no matter who you face in the playoffs.
Yeah, that 3-and-D guy. We'll talk a little bit more about some of their options later on, but one of their options, definite bias for me, Quentin Grimes, former Cougs, go Cougs, saw the reports last night that he's looking for like $25 million per. I don't know if the Rockets are going to be in the neighborhood to give Quentin Grimes $25 million per, but we'll see. There's some options out there for the Rockets.
Just old dudes at this point. Give me old guys.
I don't want too many old guys, but I want some veteran.
I want all the old guys. Just nothing but old guys. I want the Miami Heat. With every aging, should have retired 2 years ago guy, they can come in and give you 3 minutes and just nail a bunch of threes.
Yeah. Sign them all for $1 million. Yeah, just like the Miami Heat did outside of the big three. You know, this did answer my what if question that I had with Patrick Creighton the other day on our show, Area 45. I'd said, if Jalen Green had played well against the Warriors, and it was really Draymond Green that got me thinking about this, because on he did the Pivot podcast last week, and he was saying something to the effect like, you know, if Jalen Green plays well, yeah, you could say they probably would have beaten us. And I thought, boy, if Jalen Green played well and they did beat the Warriors in that seven-game series, do you think we're sitting here today talking about Kevin Durant being a Houston Rocket? Or do you think the Rockets would have traded Jabari Smith instead of Jalen Green for KD?
It's a great question, because it's not like you want to weigh you don't want to weigh one playoff performance that much over anything else. And I think a lot of the remember when the one person asked Raphael Stone about the plus minuses with Jalen Green on the
Jackson
floor.
Gatlin, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It was Jackson Gatlin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Raphael Stone acted like, those stats are meaningless. There was a lot that met the eyeball test to that as well. And I think that it's kind of a tricky hypothetical, because for Jalen Green to have played well in that series versus the Warriors, he would have had to have been a different basketball player than he was. And, you can make excuses up to a certain degree about, well, he's getting blitzed, he's getting double teamed, all those, right? But still, promising young players tend to still produce more than single digit points on nights like that. It limits their production, but it doesn't turn them into it just doesn't completely shut them down. So hypothetically, if Jalen Green played better in that series, it would have meant that Jalen Green was a different basketball player than what he was.
Yeah. Well, game two, he was a different basketball player than what he was the rest of those games against the Warriors.
Yeah.
He'd come to play, and you knew that Jalen Green had that in him. And you know what Jabari Smith has in him? He's been a very consistent guy for the Rockets. KPRC's Ari Alexander actually caught up with Jabari Smith last week before the extension was signed and announced this past weekend. Here's Ari with Jabari talking about why he's already been back to the grind so soon.
Just the mindset, you know what I'm saying? I was very hungry. We didn't finish the season how we wanted to, so I just was ready to get back in the gym and work on what I need to work on, you know what I'm saying? I want to have a big summer and come back next year looking like a whole different player. So that was the main reason behind that.
What do you like about what Aaron does?
It's just real technical, real attention to detail. Working on a lot of different things that I need to work on. So I just like how detailed it is and how down to the science it is. I like it.
So what can we expect? Because you said there's things you want to change. Mm-hmm. What can we expect next year out of you?
Just honestly, just a whole different confidence in my ball handling, confidence in me being able to create my own shot, and also just a up motor, stronger, you know what I'm saying? Just a whole different player, honestly. I just want to change and just come back different.
Last one for you. You got your first taste of playoff basketball. Mm-hmm. What was it like just playing in that tough of a series, and what is that feeling that you guys came up with? Yeah.
It was super fun. It was just a great experience. Obviously, we didn't end how we wanted to. We felt like we were the better team, so I'm not going to use age as the excuse, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we could have done things better to win the series, but you know, we're just ready to get back there. We know how hard it is to get back there. We know how hard it is to win a series, you know what I'm saying? So it's just ready to get back to that moment and we'll be ready for it. So yeah, I'm excited.
So I thought those were kind of interesting comments, Seth, you know, from Jabari. He says he wants to be a whole different player. Like, that's the goal this offseason, and he gave you some specifics: better ball handler, being able to create his own shot, play with a higher motor, more energy. That kind of sounds really good to me, because in an offense last year that seemed very stagnant and, individual with, some ISO, now you infuse Kevin Durant here, who can score from all over the court. If Jabari can kind of be that guy and develop, you know, a mid-range, work on more of an outside shot and getting to the rack himself as well, that would behoove the Rockets for a much more exciting offense.
No, and I think that's honestly where some of the pressure goes back on Udoka too. It's that Kevin Durant provides all these things in theory that he'll increase spacing, but people want to see more than just, oh, okay, now they can just keep playing ISO ball, but they'll have more spacing to do it. Are you going to just see more structure and cohesion out of the offense? And that's where great, you've got Durant in the building. What do you do with it above and beyond just adding him to actually make it a better offense in total, just to play offense the way you guys play defense, to where it feels like there's a frenzy of activity and motion and guys moving off the ball and everything else that you didn't really see that much of last year.
Yeah, and it's the lack of motion that, you know, I felt like drove a lot of people crazy. We'd seen that before, you know, in the Harden era. There wasn't a lot of movement away from the basketball. It was a lot of ISO hero ball. And the Rockets, you know, they didn't have that guy. They didn't have that prolific scorer, you know, this year or in the Udoka era to kind of be able to pull that off and do that. Now you infuse Kevin Durant and you feel like, yeah, you know, the Rockets can do that, but you're so young, you're so athletic, you're so talented in various different spots and positions with Amen and Şengün and Jabari. I think it's very interesting that the Rockets have decided to do what they've done this offseason in trading Jalen Green. And this is them seeing the forest, you know, through the trees, so to speak. And we'll see. Time will only tell if they've ultimately made the right decision or not in investing in Jabari and not in Jalen, and in, you know, mixing in Kevin Durant and this window of a championship opportunity where they've both built and are ready maybe themselves to take that next step. And they got Kevin Durant to kind of help facilitate and promote that from being more realistic over the next 1 to 3 years. Jabari Smith, I don't know that a lot of people kind of saw, not just the contract, but you get the contract because this is very much about what they believe he still can do and what his ceiling is.
Yeah. Who are your most dispensable younger players right now? If you had a gun to your head, get rid of the two or three of the younger guys.
Cam Whitmore.
Who are you getting rid of?
Cam Whitmore is the easy number one for me because a lot of teams like him, and there's a lot of reasons why you should like him. One of the reasons around here that we don't understand is why the Rockets don't necessarily like Cam Whitmore. Maybe we understand it from a Rocket perspective more than we do from Cam. PC and I were talking about this the other night on Area 45. You got a 20-year-old kid with all the talent in the world, and now they're adding Kevin Durant to the mix after being a 50-plus win basketball team this year and pushing the Warriors, you know, to the brink and almost exercising those demons that have plagued them forever in the postseason. Why wouldn't Cam just kind of, you know, understand and accept, like, you know what? I'm going to accept whatever role Ime gives me in my developmental process here in the next year to 2 to 3 years, whatever it is, and go see if I can get us a championship and be a part of something great. I think it's just the headspace. I don't know that he's accepted that role. Maybe he will. Only time will tell.
Yeah, that's what you wonder from Cam Whitmore's perspective, and you can understand why a guy gets frustrated with the lack of playing time. I think there's almost that element of, if you can see the forest for the trees, going off and getting more minutes in on a worse basketball team, for instance, isn't necessarily the best thing for you in the long term or the short term. And that if you can just be everything that the team wants you to be and accept it without ego or anything else, that you end up getting that James Harden effect of when he was in Oklahoma City, that man, there's nothing like being one of the best reserves in the league on a good team and the kind of shine that can give you and show that you can be part of that winning effort. He's 20 years old. It's the hardest thing about the NBA now is just how young these guys are, and you got to accept that, all right, no matter how much money guys are making or anything else, some of them still have some maturing to do. And how do you make that decision on a guy? Well, he's still, you know, some guys do like pull their proverbial heads out of their asses or whatever it might be. You just, there's not much time to wait on it.
Yeah. One of the texters said they did literally wait one playoff performance against one guy, talking about Jalen Green. It feels that way. It's maybe more of a collective. They gave the guy 4 years, and you have to have a rough timetable on players, obviously the team. And Kevin Durant had been in the mix and probably been at the forefront of their mind as a guy that they would have loved to have paired with Ime Udoka now. And when the opportunity presents itself, you remember this. When they signed Alpi and Jalen to those contract extensions before the season, the number one thing that we'd said, I think, collectively in regards to Jalen is that, well, that's a very tradable contract. And it's the money that you signed him for at that point in time, and with the cap continuing to go up, probably at an average of a 10% rate over the course of the next, you know, handful of years, probably beyond, maybe more, it's going to look like a really good deal. And it's the amount of money that's necessary to make a deal like Kevin Durant's possible, who's on the books for nearly $55 million this year. So it worked out beautifully. I would say so far, so good for the Rockets. Coming up next, we've got headlines, top stories from over the weekend, and some things to look forward to coming your way. Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Seth Payne here as well on Payne and Pendergast at Sports Radio 610.